America weekend.
10 years you stood by my side, casting an angel's light. And your heart so heavy, 'cause all you feel is love.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Our next guest is quickly making his mark in the music industry. His debut radio single, Bring My Love Home, is turning heads and turning ears. It is great to say hello to Brendan James. Brendan, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
We heard the single last night, Bring My Love Home. We think it's terrific. Tell us about it and how it all came about.
Oh, yeah, I'm really proud of this song. This song is basically came about in a lot of ways. I mean, it's about kind of every person's ambition to fulfill their own story, climb their own ladder. But I think we all know if you are climbing your own ladder, you can get to the top. But if you're all alone, then the top is pretty lame. So
it gets lonely up there,
sure does.
Doesn't it?
It's lonely.
Yes.
It's like, climb, you know, succeed, win, whatever it is. But if you're there and you don't have anybody to love or to love you, then it's not worth it.
It's so true.
Yes.
This song is kind of for everybody, not just like musicians or even people in the military, but people in business who are, you know, so ambitious that you just got to remember to promise some people around you that you'll stay who you are and you will. You'll still love them the same way.
You just got me kind of emotional just now.
Wow.
That's like deep.
It is.
Right?
No, but you know what? He believes in his music. That's what that tells me. I like that. You know, because we've had people on that said, yeah, it's a great song. Next question.
Right.
No, I like that.
I like that. You actually, there's actually like purpose and meaning behind this song. Wow.
See, and that leads me into my next question. What makes a great song?
Mm.
Woo. That's the question.
That's what I did.
That is the question
Thank
right
you.
Now, okay?
Well, I will answer as myself because I am myself.
Okay.
And I will say that meaning makes a great song.
Well, sure.
And I really have tried my whole career to really put meaning in every single song and make it not only optimistic but authentic. So for me, it's kind of like that's what makes a song original, too. When you hear it and you hear that singer or that artist put their stamp on it and their meaning, then you're like, oh, I want to get into that guy or I want to get into that girl. That's cool.
Well,
for me, that does it.
It's good when your listeners, you know, can relate to what you're singing about and you make them feel like they are not in the boat alone. They are not
right
alone in this journey through whatever it is they're going through, you know?
Exactly. That's a good point.
So that's what art is and should be. That's why it's so important, you know. And I feel honored to be in any kind of position to try to make art.
Oh, you are so deep.
Yes, he is.
This is crazy. So, what are your musical influences? I mean, obviously, you're a young guy. Were you into music? Like, when did you start with the whole music thing?
Well, I gotta say, I started listening to the older guys, the older women, that the older generation of songwriters. You know, some of my favorites are Bob Dylan or Elton John.
Mm.
Peter Gabriel. I used to love listening to Peter Gabriel when I was starting to write.
You know, you made me feel old there for a second when you said, I listen to the old guys, Elton John, Peter Gabriel.
That's
oh my
Ed's
God.
Generation.
Peter Gabriel, that's like music in my high school
you're
days.
You're old, Ed.
Oh my God.
All of
a sudden, I'm sitting here with arthritis,
no.
You know, needing assistance to get up, you
listen,
know. No, but
Ed,
I understand.
You are classic.
Well, that's what I'd like to think. So
exactly.
Nice.
That's all I meant. You're
yes,
classic.
I
that's
know.
That's exactly what he meant.
So you're going to be appearing at Live at the Vineyard in April. That is quite an interesting festival scene, the whole thing. Tell us about it.
I know. It'll be the first time for me. I'm so excited. I just basically know it's a chance to give a live show in front of some of the most important radio program
right.
directors and radio personalities that really exist. So I'm just going to bring my A game and I can't wait to meet some of the other artists. I heard there's some big artists performing on the same stage, so I'm so excited about it.
See, but the most important thing when you're talking about like appearing in front of like these big radio people, once you've been with Kalenge and Stoffo, there is no greater horizon. So you've arrived.
Listen,
so it's there.
This is the top of the ladder.
This is that ladder.
This is the ladder.
See how she weaves everything together?
And you are not alone.
We are professionals. Do not try this at home. So, wow.
Okay, so
I just got the full circle thing. That was hilarious.
Very, very
nice.
Good.
Top
okay.
of the ladder.
I try.
Hey, this is it. You know what
That's
I mean?
It sure is.
Big time. Your press notes say that you've been on TV, One Tree Hill, Private Practice, which I actually enjoyed.
Oh, good.
I like that show. Private Practice, So You Think You Can Dance. Talk to me about that.
Okay, let me clarify one thing. Okay. As much as I would love to say I'm an actor as well,
Who knows,
maybe it's lurking inside me somewhere, but that's just that my songs appeared on the show.
You know what? That's really awesome. So you're on the soundtrack.
I sit at home and they come on and I'm like, that's kind of weird.
And that's such an interesting way for musical artists to get exposure now, because you've got some of these dramas on TV that literally have a soundtrack the entire episode.
Yep.
You got music going on left and right the entire time. That has opened up opportunities for musicians that really didn't exist before.
No, it is a whole new world for that, and I'm grateful. I love when I can get a song on TV.
And you've gotten some terrific exposure. It says, seen on tour with John Mayer, Paula Cole, John Legend, The Fray, Andy Grammer, and many others. That's a great springboard to your own individual career.
I have been blessed for that, and I want to continue to tour with amazing artists. I've been touring for 7 or 8 years, and just kind of getting my touring legs and my performance legs with so many different kinds of musicians. Man, I have some just great stories of working with these people. It's kind of been awesome.
Like what? Can you think of one that stands out?
Give us one good one.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to say one that you guys know, Keb Mo, right?
Yes.
I opened for Keb Mo a few times, and I'll just never forget. I was young at the time, or younger, and sitting in his dressing room, and he goes, come on in here. And he has like 5 legal pads of all his songs. And I remember thinking, how does a man have so many songs? And I'm, because I had like 6 songs at the time. And he just looked at me and he's like, you know what? You're going to have this many songs one day.
And
I was like, I can't, you know, we just sat back there. And then he said something else. I was about to go on stage. He goes, I heard you last night. I really liked it. Listen, don't hold back tonight. Don't hold back.
You know,
cool
sometimes
like,
it's
what?
Sometimes
awesome.
It's just that one little,
that's right.
You know, little blurb from someone that you admire, something that may not mean something to just like a random, but to you, it just like really boosts your confidence and makes your day.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that happens.
And it stays in there. Cool. And you know, you're going to do the same thing 10, 15, 20 years
from somebody
now,
else,
to a younger artist that's going to be in the same position
that's
as you
right.
were that night. And you're going to take that and you're going to pay it forward. And how cool is that?
I honestly cannot wait to be in that position. I can't. Because I often think about that. Like, all a younger artist wants is to talk to someone who's done it before.
Mm.
And to say, hey, can I just talk to you in person? Can you just give me a few pointers? And you just never get access to those people.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I want to be accessible when it happens.
That's awesome. So you're on stage. You have screaming girls in the front row crying because they're in love with you.
Ooh.
And they, you know, are just like praying that they could get some of your sweat raining on them.
Wow.
How is it, you know, performing in front of a live audience?
How is it? Oh, my gosh. It's the best. It's the drug. You hear about it in every like music biography or movie. It is the drug. When you get off of a stage, usually it's late. It's already 10 or 11. You're on such a high, you can't fall asleep until 2 o'clock. It's like, I guess I can't describe it. I guess, you know what, not to make it so unique about musicians, it's seriously about everyone in their career, if they're doing something that they like or love. It's that moment of the day where you just forget all time and you forget that you're working.
Mm.
You're in your zone.
You're in your zone.
You're where you were meant to be, right?
Time doesn't matter. Yeah, and that's what... Not every live show is, because there's obviously some weird ones based on all these other factors, but most live shows, we get that little drug. It's amazing.
Plus, you get to sweat on people that have paid to see you. And where else in life
fainting,
does that happen?
That's what I mean.
See,
it's amazing.
Listen, you're a good-looking guy, and you have a beautiful voice, and you're a good-looking guy, and you're a singer. That's like the perfect mixture for just women falling and fainting and turning into goo.
Wow. Goo.
You know what I mean?
So isn't that nice to know that, Brendan James, you turn women into goo?
That's a good thing. It's a good thing.
What was I thinking? I should have named the song that.
Hey, you know what? Listen, when
Take
you
notes.
Name the next single,
Take
Turning
notes.
Girls into Goo, we want,
I want credit.
Credit. All right,
we
somewhere in the liner notes.
Yeah.
Kalegi and Salvo told me to turn those girls into goo. So there we go. Page 6.
Now that has meaning.
It's
deep.
One other thing I see here on the press notes that were sent out, page 6. Wait a minute. Usually when somebody ends up on page 6 of the New York Post, it's for nefarious reasons. How did you end up on page 6?
I mean, I still don't know. To this day, a journalist heard my music and decided to, I guess, write a whole column up about comparing me to Billy Joel.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
I could have died that day. That day
frame that.
Died.
That is
like,
cool.
There it is. He's the master. And, I mean, so is Elton. But as far as piano guys, that's the bar. Right
yeah,
there.
No kidding.
Wow. Because usually when you're on page six, it's for, like, TMZ-type bad things. Like, who was caught playing around with whose wife coming out of which bar, couldn't exactly. even walk at 4 a.m. But to be compared to Billy Joel in the Post on page six, look at you.
Yeah. That was a good day.
All right, so
no kidding.
When you when you become as big as Billy Joel, we want tickets in the first row, and we want to be sweated on. And we're just going to say that right now.
I'll scream and cry.
I will promise you right now that will happen.
Well, you're going to be hearing a great deal from him in the near future. We were happy to have him on today. You can hit Brendan up on Twitter at @BJamesMusic. Brendan James, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, thanks.
Everybody out there, enjoy my new single.
Yes.
Cool. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She is one of the most successful doubles players of all time, capturing 112 titles, including 21 Grand Slam wins with her partner, Martina Navratilova. So, where is Pam Shriver now? Pam married former James Bond actor George Lazenby in 2002. The couple had three children, but divorced in 2008. Pam has been a commentator for ABC and CBS and is currently with ESPN. While broadcasting Wimbledon in 2010, player James Blake took exception to the volume of her courtside commentary.
I'm just surprised
James Blake did it, but I can still hear you.
James just yelled at me I'm way above the court, but evidently he can hear me. He's got rabbit ears.
Quiet down, Pam. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute 280 degree switchbacks. All but the most experienced wrenches detest having to wire a set of C-bars. Still, we're doubling the height and pullback of our old set. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. After hours of staring at internet sites, we still couldn't find a true motorcycle Z-bar, other than those identical to what we have. JP Cycles catalog is a last resort. Found a good-looking set. Twice the rise, twice the pullback of the set we've been running for years. Just what the doctor ordered for a reasonable buck and a half. Tall, fresh Z-bars, along with the longer front fork tubes, will really set the chopper off. Build in progress at AmericanBikerMinute.com. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.